Colombia says it's finally making headway in its war against illegal narcotics crops. The credit goes to an aggressive crop dusting program partially funded by the U.S. For the past few years, heavily protected crop dusters have been making surprise raids on fields of cocoa leaf and poppies, the sources of cocaine and heroin. The UN says the cocoa crop has shrunk more than one-third in 3 years as a result. NPR's Martin Costi traveled to the Colombian state of Cauca for a ground-level view.
In the Colombian countryside, campesinos instinctively look up at the sound of an approaching helicopter. Crop dusting planes are usually escorted by heavily armed choppers, and this sound is often the first warning of an impending spraying. This time it's a false alarm. Ancisar Mahin says when it's the real thing, the people of his farming village tend to panic.
Se refugian en las casitas.
They take refuge inside their little houses or around the village schools, he says. Mahin is a member of the Yanacona Indians, one of several tribes that live in this beautiful green valley that's tucked between two branches of the Andean mountain range in southwestern Colombia. In recent years, Indians and non-Indians alike have started growing opium poppies and coca leaf to supplement their income. That, in turn, has brought the government crop dusters, which he says appear once every 3 months or so.
Más o menos al tercer día están los cultivos.
About 3 days after the spraying, the crops start to wither. But the effects on the people are immediate, Mahin says. He describes children with bloodshot eyes, diarrhea, and coughing. And he says the herbicide has killed some domestic animals. The United States and Colombian governments are secretive about the program. The planes take off from heavily guarded bases and are often piloted by American veterans, who are told to keep a low profile while in Colombia. The governments insist that the herbicide, known as glyphosate, has been tested and shown to be safe. This claim is rejected by the former mayor of a coca-growing village in southwestern Cauca. Because of death threats from armed groups, he's asked not to be identified.
They can do their tests, but they should come here and have glyphosate fall on them to see if it doesn't affect their health. The quality of life of our families is precarious.
The former mayor says the spraying is driving a vicious circle. The campesinos keep replanting coca and poppies in ever smaller plots, hoping to disguise them among legitimate crops. But this often leads to the spraying of staples, such as corn and beans. Losing their food crops, the peasants become even more desperate for cash and try again with the illegal plants. He disbelieves government claims of a net decrease in coca and poppy acreage. He speculates that the fragmentation of the illegal crops is just making them harder to count from the air. The capital of Cauca is a 5-century-old Spanish city named Popayán. Known for its colonial churches and spectacular sunsets, the town used to be a major tourist destination for Colombians, especially around Easter. But there aren't many visitors anymore because the drug crops have increased the violence between competing armed militias in the countryside. Townspeople feel as though they're under siege, and that may be why they tend to be more supportive of the spraying than the campesinos. Catalina sells flowers in the main marketplace.
Uno antes se alegra, ¿no? De que pues ayuden a quitar esa.
One should be happy that they're helping us to get rid of this bad weed, she says. Catalina says she's heard of the spraying side effects from the Indian women who come to market to sell their produce, but she still says it's worth it if the spraying finally gets rid of the violence and corruption that comes with the illicit crops. The government is confident that most Colombians feel this way, so much so that it recently defied a court ruling ordering the suspension of the spraying on environmental grounds. The government is appealing the decision, and Vice President Francisco Santos says legal challenges will not succeed in grounding the crop dusters.
This government is going to spray till the end of its term. That's not a social issue, it's not a political, it's a national security issue. That's what's fueling the conflict. That's what financing terrorism, kidnapping, everything. And we have to stop it.
Still, the Colombian government is under pressure to moderate the program. Neighboring Ecuador is complaining about drifting clouds of herbicide and has demanded that Colombia respect a 6-mile buffer zone along the border. There's also the likelihood that the ever-adaptable narcotics trade will regroup. Colombian agronomists report that some campesinos have had success with a homemade remedy. They spray their poppies and coca bushes with a concoction that contains diluted sugarcane juice. Apparently, the resulting sugary coating makes an effective, if temporary, barrier to the airborne herbicide. Martin Costi, NPR News.